Hello, everybody. Well, I'm pretty sure it's been over a year since I did the last one, but I don't think it's been longer than 2 years, so I think I'm in the clear to bring you the Tadpole Media Group Yearly Update. Well, first order of business, I think you might have noticed that we are now calling it Tadpole Media Group rather than Tadpole Radio. Main reason? We aren't a radio station, we're a media group. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. And you know, we've got some really great people working on our team. Lauren Crisp, Mark Jones, of course, Jacob Isom is working with us. So we're a media group. We make fun media, and we're probably going to do some other stuff in the future. So we might as well call it a media group, because that's for real, rather than radio, which, who listens to radio anymore? All right, now we're going to answer some questions about things of the past. Just questions people have been asking. All right, so what about all my podcasts that I've put together with other people and whatnot? So I guess I should just go down the list of each project. First off, the Tadpole Audio Series. The Tadpole Audio Series was a radio drama podcast show that me and my friend Charlie Roth came up with. I wanted people to like have a fun show that they could listen to, a podcast that was dramatized, not just two people sitting around a microphone. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but just something cool and different and maybe a little bit like Odyssey, kind of like a Seinfeld for college. That was the idea. So what happened to it? Oh dear. Well, I loved the idea of this podcast. However, I didn't really like the show itself. I don't want you to think that I didn't like working with the people that were worked on the show. Obviously, I still work with Mark. And if Charlie's really busy, which is probably one of the main reasons he's going to graduate school, in the end, I don't think it came across very funny. I don't think it was a very fun show to work on. And I feel like if I'm going to be putting a lot of time and effort into something, I should be having fun with it. And I just, every time I put together an episode, it was a big ordeal. It took a long time, and I didn't really like the way it turned out. We decided at the beginning, well, we'll just do one a month, and then we ended up taking 2 months. And anyway, that's the Tadpole Audio Series. You can check that out still if you search the Tadpole in your iTunes store. You can listen to the 3 episodes that we made. Maybe one day we'll put together the 4th episode, but I don't think we're going to be seeing many things coming out of the Tadpole Audio Series anytime soon. Also, if you do go to listen to it and you are used to listening to The Ceiling Fan, just understand that we made the show for high school and college age students. Some of the jokes are a little more high school, college age humor. Just keep that in mind. Moving on down the list, early recordings with Kevin. Early recordings with Kevin is a show that I made where I was looking through all of my little recordings that I had. I've got a whole portfolio of recordings that I made when I was a kid. And I thought, well, you know, if anybody's interested, you know, lots of people listen to The Ceiling Fan, which we'll get into soon. Why let them go to waste? So I made this show called Early Recordings with Kevin, which is essentially just me talking about the recordings that I did when I was a kid and then playing that recording and then making fun of that recording after we listen to it. What's going on with it? Well, I haven't made an episode in, it's going to be close to a year. And the reason being is I found that it was more fun to work on the show if I was co-hosting with my beautiful woman, Ivana. And unfortunately, at the moment, we are about 6,000 miles away from each other, which is no fun at all. It's really hard. And the details of our distance aren't really something that's important to you guys necessarily. I mean, you can continue to pray for the situation because it's difficult because, well, I'm not going to talk bad about the U.S. government on the internet because I know they're listening and I don't want to make them angry at the moment. But it's just a difficult situation, and so hopefully soon me and her will be together and we will get to hang out, and when that happens, I think that we will continue early recordings with Kevin and Ivana, and then you guys can hear more crappy audio that I made when I was a kid.
The Trek Files.
The Trek Files was kind of an idea that I came up with my friend Daniel Sellers, who used to do a podcast called Edgy Podcast Reviews, and it's a really great show, and you should go listen to it because all of their podcasts that they ever did, which I think they did 100 podcasts, so they reviewed over 300 podcasts in a matter of 2 years. That's a lot of podcasts. One of them was our podcast, so check that out. Anyway, Trek Files. The idea would be that it was in the same vein as The Ceiling Fan, where it was a fake fan podcast, but about Star Trek rather than Adventures in Odyssey. I was pretty excited about the show. I did lots of research. In fact, we actually made a rough first version pilot episode of the show, and we put it together, and I might actually put the show on the feed during our little break from The Ceiling Fan, which I'll get into later, and you guys can hear it if you want. Make a comment maybe down below on the blog and let me know if you want to hear that, and maybe I can play it for you guys. It was fun, but I realized that I'm actually more of a fan of Adventures in Odyssey than I am of Star Trek. And I'm sure many of you listening can probably understand that. I really like Adventures in Odyssey. It's close to my heart. I enjoy the fans of Adventures in Odyssey. So I decided, hey, you know what? I like Star Trek. I think it's a really cool show. But I don't feel a passion or a heart for Star Trek. If I'm not getting paid to do these podcasts anyway, I might as well put all my time and energy into something like The Ceiling Fan. Because I love The Ceiling Fan. It's my favorite thing to do. It's such a fun show. Now you know about the Trek Files. And having said that, it brings us to The Ceiling Fan. As you probably have gathered, is my favorite show to do. The Ceiling Fan is an Adventures in Odyssey fan podcast made up of two segments. One segment is a satirical, onion-style news report about something that wouldn't actually happen in the town of Odyssey or that they would actually play on the show, but we play it as if it has happened. And sometimes it kind of plays off of some of the anomalies of Adventures in Odyssey to where, you know, why does Mr. Whittaker give away so much free ice cream to people? Or what would happen if Mr. Whittaker was getting sued by some of the parents for giving away too much free ice cream? Or I think we talk about ice cream a lot. The second segment of The Ceiling Fan is about this little boy. His name is Ethan Daniels. He's not a real person, even though many people out there may think that he is, who claims to be the biggest Adventures in Odyssey fan ever, and he never seems to know much about Odyssey. And so that's kind of the irony in that. And he has all sorts of adventures with his friend Phil Jinkus, who is an older friend who's kind of taken the place as kind of the father role in his life. That's what The Ceiling Fan is. It was originally started kind of as a joke for people who like Adventures in Odyssey, who grew up listening to Adventures in Odyssey, and they could look back and laugh about the show and also enjoy it. And I love doing it. It's a really fun show. That's The Ceiling Fan. I love the show. I could talk about it for hours.
Hey, what are you saying? I'm not real.
Oh, sorry, Ethan. No, you're real.
Yeah, of course I'm real. Man, I'm out of here.
Well, sorry, I just offended Ethan. Sorry about that. Anyway, it's a fun show. I have fun playing Ethan, and then I've met some really great people like Lauren Crisp and Jacob Isom and Mark Jones. We've become such great friends doing this show, and it's the greatest show ever when it comes to my enjoyment of making it. Some people like it. I'm sure you like listening to The Ceiling Fan, or else you probably wouldn't be listening to this. I've decided that I'm going to put the majority of my efforts into this show, because I just have a blast doing it. It's a lot of fun. And so that's my main show that I do, that I enjoy doing. We will definitely be continuing that. Right now, we're taking a little break from The Ceiling Fan just so that we can take a little breath, because we just got done doing the road trip, which was a lot of fun, but a lot of writing, a lot of preparation, a lot of exciting stuff. And so we were coming out with those every 2 weeks. Now we're taking a little break, and we're preparing for a pretty big season 3. It's the first time we've really planned out an entire season, and I'm working on that outline and those scripts right now, and we've got some people helping out. It's gonna, hopefully, I'm not gonna promise you, but I think it's gonna be really fun. We have to come back, because Adventures in Odyssey is now putting out, you know, album 52, and we can't miss the opportunity to parody some of those episodes. So be on the lookout for that. All right, so that's what we've done this past year. That's kind of some of the past, letting you know that all of those things I just mentioned are gone except for The Ceiling Fan. Now, what is to come for Tadpole Media Group? Well, I've got a few ideas. Right now, I'm working 40 hours a week. I'm also going to continue doing the Scoopcast. You know, I sneak over to Odyssey and try to find out secret stuff from there, and when I do, I put it on the Scoopcast so that you guys get the inside scoop about what's going on Adventures in Odyssey. And a lot of times we have information that's out before the official podcast even gets a chance to announce it. So make sure you listen to that. It's probably the quickest way to get Adventures in Odyssey information about upcoming stuff. So I do the ceiling fan. We got the scoop cast. There's a show called The Heart Cast that me and Lauren Crisp, for those of you who don't know, it's a silly, funny thing. You can go to theheartofaio.blogspot.com and check that out. It's really dumb. If you don't know that it was me and Lauren Crisp, now you do. It was me and Lauren Crisp doing the voices, and we did it over Skype, and it's really poorly done. It's kind of a joke about, you know, people who do poorly done podcasts, because there's a lot of them, because it's free to do. You can do free podcasts anytime. So, yes. I also do a little bit of writing for the official AIO podcast. I think I'm going to be helping out with a reboot of the unofficial Adventures in Odyssey podcast, but we'll see. So I feel like I am infiltrating every single Adventures in Odyssey podcast that's out there. I don't know why. I really enjoy Adventures in Odyssey podcast, so I want to continue to be able to be involved in whatever I can. Outside of my involvement in as many AIO fan stuff as I possibly can, I also have an idea for a consulting podcast. Basically, a podcast that would answer questions that people have about sound design, podcasting, and other audio stuff, and just internet stuff. We may in the future bring in some consultants that would answer questions about website design and drawing. I know Lauren Crisp does really good drawing, so we might drag him into the deal, but I don't know where that is. That may not actually happen, but I'd like it to, and I think it would be fun. You can let me know also in your comments what you think about that idea and if that's something that you might like to listen to. That might be what's coming up in the future. So, the ceiling fan, the scoop cast, and then we've got this consulting thing, but mostly listen to the ceiling fan, because that's my favorite. I think that clears everything up. I know I rambled on for a long time today, and I hope you enjoyed listening to me ramble. And if you have any questions, feel free to email me at info@ceilingfanpodcast.com. And that's all for this year's Tadpole Media Group update. I'll see you guys soon.